Mark Levin, Biden regime wants Trump to die in prison. By Jeff Poor on June 12, 2023. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Levin, conservative talk Mark Levin, who described the Department of Justice's prosecution of former President Donald Trump in insurrection, criticized the effort, which he called something out of the Joseph Stalin playbook. Levin said the Biden administration and Democrats want Trump to die in prison. Transcript as follows. Levin, by now, you've heard a lot about this. This is the indictment, the various charges against President Trump. It is 49 pages long. There are 38 charges, 37 involving President Trump. The one against Walt Nauta, who's a Navy vet, and an aide to President Trump is in here in order to try and pressure him to turn on Donald Trump. That's why they put it in here. Now, some people are very impressed by this. I'm very troubled by this. 37 counts against the former president and the leading Republican nominee right now for the Republican nomination for president. 31 having to deal with document retention. Why would you pile on 31 counts when it could be one count, or three counts or five counts? The answer is, they want to put Donald Trump in prison. And as I said last week when I was on Hannity, Donald Trump is 76 years old, some of these counts are 20 years, 10 years on them. If they convict him of one count and he is sentenced and he is sentenced to the full amount, he will die in prison. That's how out of control Biden and Garland and this hack prosecutor are. Now there are some things missing from all this, despite all 49 pages and all these witnesses and all these documents, what's missing? Obstruction and false statements, and this, that and the other, which are born out of the fact that they criminalized this investigation, as I explained earlier. Had they not criminalized this investigation, none of this would be an issue. So they lay the foundation for conspiracy to obstruct and all of this sort of thing. But what's missing? Retention of documents. There is not a single syllable in this 49-page, 38-count indictment, 37 against Trump, about a single document being destroyed, not one. You would think if they had evidence of that, it would be right there in the first charge. Number 2. There's not a single syllable in this document alleging that any document was altered. Not one. If there was and they had evidence to that effect, you think that would be in the front. Instead, they are attacking the former president for retaining documents. Classified documents talking about declassified documents. There's not one syllable of evidence in here that any information under the Espionage Act was passed to any spies, to any enemies, to any foreign countries, not one. The Espionage Act was passed in 1917 under the tutelage of Woodrow Wilson, who was a racist segregationist and he locked up 2,000 people, the vast majority of whom were innocent, because they disagreed with his position. There's something wrong with such a statute. And so this is written for a Democrat jury, and even though the jury will be in Miami, assuming it gets to that point, and it shouldn't, it's going to be filled with Democrats, because the most southern part of Florida is filled with Democrats. No, it's not New York, it's not Washington. But it's not Idaho and Utah either. So I want you to keep that in mind. They figured, if we can get him on one. The other thing is, they have all the resources in the world because they are the government. They are the government. So Donald Trump's lawyers are going to have to take all of this and try and unravel it. That's also one of the reasons they pile on. It's also one of the reasons they had hundreds and hundreds of witnesses from the janitor to the vice president of the United States. And that's also why they had tens of thousands of documents. Because now, a private law firm, a relatively small firm, is going to have to try and figure out how to unravel what the prosecutor did. Now, I want to remind you of a few things about a grand jury. All it takes is a majority of the people in the grand jury, typically up to 23 or so, to vote to indict. So if it's 23 members, or if it's 21, whatever it is, it just takes 12 in Washington, D.C., or in Miami, it takes 12. That's number one. Number two, no witness, no target is permitted to have counsel in front of this grand jury. You're there by yourself in front of prosecutors asking questions, and many of them driving an agenda. That's number two. Number three, you're not permitted to provide the grand jury with any exculpatory information or contrary information to what the government is feeding them. Grand juries were intended to protect potential defendants against an overwrought and overzealous government. But now they've been used, it has been twisted. They are used against individual citizens and so forth as they have been used against Donald Trump. And so aggressive and out of control is this prosecutor that he went to a Democrat Obama-appointed judge who he knew would give him what he wanted. Because her record has been to reject every single motion filed by Donald Trump's lawyers, because she is the motion judge. She's the chief judge in Washington, D.C. when it comes to these grand juries. She gave them again what he wanted. He wanted this prosecutor to get testimony from President Trump's lawyers, including his lead lawyer, about conversations President Trump had with that lawyer and the notes from the lawyer. I suspect some of that is in this document. And so what he's done is he's taken pieces and puzzled together, cherry-picked testimony from this witness or that witness. Nothing exculpatory in here, no exculpatory testimony or document, and he has chiseled it and pieced it all together. So you are left with a document that says Donald Trump was a grave threat to the country, the way he handled it. The way he handled classified information, the way he handled documents and so forth. The way he retained them, the way he tried to cover up, he moved to boxes. He told people to move boxes. He motioned somebody about getting rid of something. Which is why I started out this segment by asking how many documents were destroyed. There is not an allegation in here that any documents were destroyed, not even one. How many documents were altered or molested? There is not an allegation in here that any were altered or molested. Period. False statements, conspiracy to obstruct, retention of documents, obstruction. All of this comes out of the criminalization of this case, and this is what prosecutors do and what this prosecutor, this Justice Department, this Attorney General, and yes, this President Biden have done is they have destroyed the country, and I don't know if we can ever get it back. They've destroyed something that matters to each and every one of us. They talked about suppressing the vote. They've destroyed the next election. They've interfered with the next election. This isn't natural or normal for America. This was taken out of the Joseph Stalin playbook. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.